Okay. We are in Perek HaZorek. We're up to a new Mishnah. And that's Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Bottom of the page, Mishnah. This is a very difficult Mishnah and Gemara, because we'll soon see, because there's a lot of sensational things here. Haisa medes b'shusha rabbi. The woman was standing in the street. The zarkula, and he threw her a get. Kolo v'la mugureshes. If the get is closer to her than it is to him, she's mugureshes. Now, when you read that, personally, baffling. Literally baffling. I mean, let's say he's at the corner of 185th and Amsterdam, and she's at the corner of 185th and Autobahn, and they're in the middle of the street. He takes the get and he makes it an airplane, and he throws it, and the thing flies through more than half the block. It lands, let's say, 70% down the block. It's about 50 feet from her. So the Mishnah says she's Mugureshes. It's baffling. How in the world is she going to get just because it's closer to her than it is to him? This is not Hachatzah. We're talking about Mishnah Sarabu. The first Mishnah said you put it into Hachatzah, she's Mugureshes. In his Chatzah, she's not Mugureshes. Then they had a discussion about a bed, a pocketbook, and all these various situations. Bottom line is, the property where it lands has to belong to her. Chatzah is Kona. All of a sudden, we have a Mishnah that says, if he throws a get and it winds up in the street closer to her than to him, she's Mugureshes. We don't understand what this Mishnah is talking about. Yes?
They say it's in the same dollar,
good point.
Right.
In other words, the Mishnah is leaving out. You're suggesting that it means within four amos.
Unless
okay. Okay. Good point. You're exactly on track. You're exactly on track. It's the first few words in the Gemara. So right now I'm just asking, we're asking the question. We're going to get right into this in the Gemara. So let's just read through the Mishnah. Mechza al mechza, if the get is 50-50, it's half of it is closer to him, half of it is closer to her. Megureshes ve'ena megureshes. She's a suffix. She maybe or maybe not divorced. V'cheinim kedushin, the same thing applies to throwing the ring to her, or the money by kedushin, or the shtav, kedushin v'cheinim achov, paying off for debt. Amlo balchov zrok lichov. The balchov, the malva said, throw me the money. Let's say $100 to pay off. The zarkalo, and he threw him the money, the lovet. Kar of the malva, if the money is closer to the malva, zocha hamalva, the malva gets the kinyan and he's paid off. Kar of the lovet, if the money is closer to the bower, halova chayit, the lovet is still obligated. Mechzal mechzal, 50-50, shnei yachlov, and then they split the money. So right away the Gemara jumps down to the Mishnah. Heichi dami kar of lo, heichi dami kar of lo. What's closer to her, what's closer to him? Because it's baffling to think that someone can be 50 feet away from something, and just because it's closer to her than to him, she's kona. It's the middle of the street, there's no chatzah. So why does it mean that if the get is closer to her, she's megureshes? Amar Rav, Abba Amos, Shalom. Zer Korvla, if it's within her four amos. Yes.
Does this Arba Amos function as a chatzer? Because even though it's making a gesture, like, nothing.
Okay, now I think it's like this. The Gemara says in the Masechta Bava Metzia, Arba Amos shall Adam konim lo. If a person sees something on the street, within his four amos, with an amo, let's say he's a foot and a half or so, within 6 feet of his body, he's kona. Then the Gemara says it's a kinyan mit Rabbanon. Rabbanon made a takana that wherever a person is on the street, the space around him, four amos around him, belongs to him. And exactly why did Rabbanon create such a kinyan of Abba Amos? I'm not exactly sure. But maybe in those days, people were transferring things to one another. A lot of business was taken. The Gemara, by the way, over there seems to say it's only on the side of the street, like right, that sidewalk area, but not where traffic is in the middle of the street. You wouldn't make a takana there. But in the Sidei Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, on the side of the street, there's a lot of business going on. You think of the old city of Jerusalem, the Shuk, or even the Shuk in the new city, Machna Yehuda Shuk. So on the street there's a huge amount of buying and selling going on, and part of the buying and selling is that the customer says, put it down and deliver it to me. So the seller, let's say the storekeeper, so he fills up a package of oranges, and this buyer wants to get the oranges. So what does the storekeeper do? Let's say the customer has already so many packages, so he puts it down on the street, on the sidewalk, in front of the customer. So it seems that because so much business takes place, but see, they were just around him, and then he goes back to take care of another customer. So who's responsible for the oranges? The buyer never picked them up. The seller, and the halacha by metaltalim is that ma'os ainan konos. Money is not a kinyan in metaltalim. Money is only a kinyan in karka. In metaltalim, you have to make a hagbah, pick it up, or kinyan chaser into your property. So if the seller puts the package of oranges down on the street and goes back to the next customer, and then some animal comes by and eats it, so who's responsible? So in order for the flow of business to go smoothly, that's my theory, I don't know, the Gemara doesn't say. They made a takana de Rabbanon that Abba Amos shall Adam kemo chasero, and he's kona. If you put something, if a seller delivers the package to the buyer, the mocha to the kona, and he puts it down within his four amos, b'tzidei v'shusaram, on the side of the street, there's a takana de Rabbanon that the Abba Amos is, don't forget, the street belongs to the Jewish people. The street doesn't belong to any private person. It's public property. So the city owns the street. So the city is granting this special right to individuals to declare their Abba Amos on the side of the street, their property, to make kinyanim. Now, he can't say, get out of my Abba Amos, I don't want you standing there. That they never made such a takana. They made a takana that for kinyanim, Abba Amashal Adam Akona, and they gave him a chotzer for kinyanim. They didn't make a chotzer that he can chase other people off the street. They made a takana that it's the chotzer of a person for a kinyan. That's what you see in the Sefta Bava Mitzia. So comes along the Gemara here, and the Mishnah says that this takana de Rabbanon applies to Gittis. They also made this takana that if the get is given into her Abba Amos, she's kona. Yes, Yaakov. Okay, so now, if we say, so this opened up, at least for me, a certain question. The question I have is like this. If this is the kinyan of Bava Metzia, of Abba Amos, in the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah, which is kona, a package, it's kona, Messiah, it's kona, kinyan of a mekach, and the Gemara is saying here that it works for a get. It says, korev lo, it's closer to her within her four amas. So she's getting a kinyan in the get. This is a kinyan deraisa or kinyan with the rabbana. It's not agav, chaser. Abba Amos is not agav. What is it? Kinyan chotzer, midraisa, midrabon. Is Abba Amos a Kenyan Daraisa or Abba Amos a Kenyan Darabana? Anybody know? It's a Kenyan Darabana. It's not a Kenyan Daraisa. The Torah never created such a Kenyan that a person in the street has four Amos. That's a Din Darabana, the Gemara says in Baba Metzia. So we have a Chiddush that a Kenyan Midrabana can work for a get Midrabana. It's called the Nasan Biyada if the Rabbanon say it works. The Rabbanon, the Kenyan Rabbanon is rooted on a rule called Hefka Bezdin Hefka. And the rule of Hefka Bezdin Hefka is a deraisa din. So if the Torah gives the Rabbanon the koach to take and give people property, take away and give it to others.
Don't we do the same thing with
Kriyat Shema,
that you have to be at least 4 amos away from a bad order or
excrement order? That could be a din deraisa, that you're not allowed to say the holy words of
Kriyat. 4 amos allowed, 4 amos restriction, which is that they're applying to a deraisa
mitzvah. Oh.
Wouldn't that be the same idea?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Sometimes, you're a good point. I think a more clear example would be the rules of Chol HaMoed. The rules of Chol HaMoed that you can do work in this situation, but not in that situation. The Gemara says it's a din d'oraisa shemasu ha-Torah l'chachamim. The Torah says Shabboson or Mikra Kodesh, Chol HaMoed is a holy time, but the Torah never spells out what you can or cannot do. So the Gemara says, Masar Hakasuv Lachachamim, the Torah let the Rabbanan decide what's called Mikra Kodesh. So we have certain times that Dinim Doraisa were given by the Torah to the Rabbanan to create for us. The Ramban says that the same thing is true about Muktzah on Shabbos. The rules of Muktzah are Dinim with the Rabbanan. But the Torah, because it said Yom Shabbos, wants the day to be different than a regular day. So the Rabbanon have a right to create rules of Muktzah, which have then turned into deraisa rules. That's what the Ramban says.
I was ready.
So here also, the Rabbanon have a koach mit deraisa to transfer property. And they're saying that through Abba Amos in the side of the street, property gets, there's a kinyan of Abba Amos. And this kinyan, which is the format of the Kenyan is mit Rabbanon. The Torah never said 4 amos in the street belongs to anybody to make Kenyanim. The Rabbanon created that. But they're using a koach deraisa called Hefka Bezdin Hefka. And therefore our Mishnah and the Gemara can say that it can even create the Kenyan of a get. A get is a din deraisa. Einoch a din deraisa gadol mezeh. We're releasing an Eishes Ish. Midaraisa was saying that she can marry someone else. It's not called adultery. It has to be chal midaraisa. You can't be divorced midarabanon and marry somebody else. You have to be divorced midaraisa. How can the kinyan midarabanon work for midaraisa? So we see, yes, it does. A kinyan midarabanon can create a kinyan midaraisa. The meister kinyan midarabanon, the format of the kinyan, which is midarabanon, not in the Torah. Don't ever said the Abba Amos. The Rabbanon create the Abba Amos. So by creating the Abba Amos, the Rabbanon, you create a chotzer, which is midaraisa kona for the woman, and she becomes mugureshes midaraisa. That we see from this Gemara. This is a famous source for this issue called Kinyan the Rabbanon Mahani Lidaraisa. This is a tremendous original source that the Kinyan of Abba Amos, which is a Kinyan midarabanon, is effective mid the rice and gavishin, making an Eishes Ish, muteres.
I was trying to make a parallel with another Arba Amos for.
Yeah, but that's a different story. That's a question whether the makom is called a makom kadosh or meluchlach. So that's
still,
a question
still,
of.
It's still a rabbinical enactment in order to. Which defines it, with the Arba Amos.
It's applied to a deraisa, but you don't know whether the din becomes midaraisa.
Okay.
Here, it's clear that this din enacted midarabanon becomes effective midaraisa, because it releases an Eishes Ish. This is the best proof, I think, in Shas, that a kinyan midarabanon can create a kinyan midaraisa. which is something very important to know. So the Gemara says, Abamas. I wish the Gemara would have stopped at this point, and then it's very, let's say, eye-opening, but it's very understandable what's going on. But the Gemara, unfortunately for me and for you, continues. Gemara says, Amarav, Abba Amas Shalom Zer Korovlov. Her four Amas means it's closer to her. What's very difficult about his shot in the Mishnah is that he's just taking the words of the Mishnah and making them very inexact. It says in the Mishnah, get it closer to her. When he threw it, she divorced. So it doesn't mean closer. It means within four amas. It means very close. It's almost adjacent. Usually four amas, I think the Gemara says someplace you can bend down, stretch out your hand, and pick something up within four amas. You can stretch and get to the floor four amas away. That's where I think one of the ideas of four amas. So that makes it your locus, because you could reach around within four amas. But that color of law means so close that she could stretch and pick it up because it's within four amas. It's very inexact. It's a very inexact translation of a Mishnah. But it makes the Mishnah understandable. I understand that there is a kinyan midrabanan called Abba Amos and Rishus Rabim, and that kinyan is being called to get for her. What does it mean to get it 50-50? In 50-50 we say the suffix. Amesh Mo Barak Yitzchak Gonshoi Shneim Omdim Ba'Abba Amos. Let's say they are within Abba Amos of one another. He's here, she's there. And this space is exactly 4 amas. And he puts the get down. And he throws. The question is, whose Abba Amas is it? There's only one Abba Amas. And he's here and she's there. So who has the tzachus for the kinyan? If it's her Abba Amas, she's Mugureshet. If it's his Abba Amos, she's not Mugureshet because he never left his chaser. It's in his Abba Amas. So Mastel Master means it's within the same 4 amas of both of them. So the Gemara asks, if that's the pshat, the left the Hamaniah cousin, why don't we see which of them came to this spot first? If they're walking, if he gets here first, so he has these 4 amas, and then she gets there, we should give the 4 amas to him, because he got there first. And if she got there first, and then he came, then we should give it to her. Why does the Mishnah say we have a suffix? Mechza, mechza, megureshes, ve'ena megureshes. This should depend. Two people can't have the same Abba Amos and Rishus Rabim. So we should decide whoever got there first. V'chi tema da'osa chavai v'adar dodi. So maybe you'll tell me they both got to the same 4 amas at exactly at the same time. That's why it's a suffix. Whose Abba Amos is it? Because it's Bahadi Adadi, he came there simultaneously. It's impossible for things to happen exactly at the same time. This is a general discussion in Shas. Is perfect simultaneity something which is halachically possible? Is it possible for two events to take place at precisely the same instant? So the Gemara says, no, EF Shalit Samson. It's impossible to get that level of precision to say he and she came to the Abba Amos exactly the same time. It's impossible. It will always be one or the other. By the way, anybody here know some Einstein's theory of relativity and physics? Actually, it's quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics is post-Einstein. So they dealt with this question. Do things in nature ever happen at a precise moment, as far as we human beings are concerned? So I believe quantum mechanics, their theory is that no, it's impossible to get a precise, exact moment. It'll be 1 millionth, in other words, our instruments are always going to be a little mashahu, a little epsilon, off from reality. Because how exact can you measure something? It might be one billionth of an inch off my instrument. I think it's 1 inch, but on my ruler, the mark is 1 billionth, trillionth, Google of a fraction off. So, in any way, you can only, the shortest thing that we know in nature is, I think, a photon, and that's because the most advanced instruments are electronic, so they use electrons. But so you measure using electrons, but there are things which are less than electrons, the subatomic particles. So the fact of the matter is that you can never, according to quantum mechanics, you will always be imprecise. Nothing which people ever will measure will be exactly what really happened. And it's a very interesting theory. It really is humbling. It's humbling. Because who can know if anything ever happened at a certain exact moment? Only God. Only Hashem. That's what our Chazal say. By Tzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, "Bachatzot HaLaila Ani Eitze." I'll go out exactly at midnight. But when Moshe spoke to Paro, he said, "Kachatzot," around midnight. So Rashi says, from the Chazal, why did Moshe change Bachatzot to Kachatzot? Because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say Bachatzot exactly, precisely. Human beings have to be Kachatzot, a little bit off. The Gemara says here, E.F. Shalat Samson, how can we say that this man and woman came exactly the same moment to the four Amis? One of them had to come first because we're human beings. For us, it's never mitzumtzum. You can't have precision simultaneity. So whoever got there first, that's the Abba Amos of that person. So why do we say it's a suffix? We don't know. We should see who got there first. Yes?
Like you say, there's physical perception of simultaneity. Maybe like, obviously, on some practical level, maybe not, but in reality, we don't know, and we have to...
Right, that would be a good shot.
Based on the real people not knowing.
That would be a good shot. That would be a good shot. And when the Mishnah says, "Bevas achas, mechza al mechza," it means it looks like it. They seem to have come at the same thing, and we have a stopwatch.
I mean, it's insufficient for all...
You know what you're reminding me of now? When two people have a race, or the horses have a race, and they're running, well, of course they're finished. It looks like it's a dead heat. So they have a stopwatch camera at the finish line. They take a picture, and you look at the picture, and you see, by a nose, one horse had his nose ahead of the other one. Now, if in the picture both noses are the same, so then we say it's a dead heat. But the truth is, because of E.F. Shalatam saying, one horse, even if the picture doesn't show it, one horse was a fraction of something ahead of the other horse. It's not possible it should be Basach, but it looks for Basachas. So maybe you're right. That could have been shot in the Mishnah, that when it says it's Mechza al Mechza, it looks for Basachas.
I mean, even with all the technology in the world, there's still times you can't tell. Like in sports, like there's times you
Right, that you have. That's why they have what they. What do they call it?
When
the referees make a decision, the umpire, or on a football game. So then they you can question, challenge it, and they go upstairs and they look at the photos. What do they call that? Photo review.
Instant replay.
This replay gets you a better, more precise than the human eye, b'shas maisa. But it's still only to the level that the human eye can see based upon the camera. As you said, the angle, the speed of the camera. Right. And sometimes you listen to the announcers and they're arguing. One announcer says, "I'm looking at this angle, it looks like he was safe." The other one says, "No, from the other angle, it looks like he was out." It's
That's why umpires are all blind. Just like
the New York game. But the chiddush is the Gemara. The Gemara said, E Epshel Tzatzen. It's impossible for the human eye to actually be absolutely sure of precision. That's why only Hashem can say Bachatot. But you have a good shot. Why didn't the Gemara just say that when the Mishnah says Machzal Machzah, the suffix, because it looks like they came at the same time. We all know who came first, and no one can really tell because it's like simultaneous in terms of. That's a good question. Ella, for some reason, the Gemara is being very, very pedantic here. Someone had to come first. So what's going on? Ella Amar Askahana Hocha Bechet Amos Mitzvim Shomas. I'll tell you what the pshat. It says it's 8 Amos, not 4 Amos, and we don't know who came first. It's 4 on his by him, and another 4 by her. Good Mitzvim Shomas. The get Yosei Ma'aba Amos Shalom Ledalad Amos Shalom, and the get is lying partially by him and his 4 amos, and it's partially lying over the line into her 4 amos. Let's say if this is, let's say, 8 amos, and the get is going to be in the middle, partially within his 4 and partially within her 4. So the Mishnah says Mugureshes Eina Mugureshes. Maybe she is, maybe she's not. So the Gemara asks, the cost doesn't make any sense. How can you say it works? If half the get is in his side, within his 4 amos, he never gave her the whole get. You can't give a woman half a get. He gave only half the get because these are her 4 amos. But these 4 amos belong to him. He never put the get on the other side. Half is by him, half by her. It'll be puzzled. Completely puzzled. How can the Mishnah say it's a suffix?
Hello.
Rabbi Rav Yosef. Basically, the Gemara is giving the answer Yaakov said. The Amid Shavayu, Hachad B'Shtei Kitei Eidem Maskinon. We're talking about the machloket between two sets of witnesses. Achad Omeret Korov Lo. One set said, we saw the get within her 4 amos. Achad Omeret Korov Lo. And the other one said, within his 4 amos. In other words, there were 4 people saw the get. And then, whatever, and there was a certain configuration, there was 8 amos between him and her, and the get fell down, and then the wind came and blew it away. So now, 2 people say it was within her 4 amos, so she's Mugureshet. 2 people say it was within his 4 amos, so she's not Mugureshet. So that's why the Mishnah says, if you don't know what to say, it's a suffix. Basically what you said, if you don't, can't figure it out. Okay. So far, till here, Rabotai, I understand the Gemara. I think we all understand it. The rules of 4 amos, and closer to his 4 amos, her 4 amos. The whole thing makes sense. The main point is that a kinyan de rabbanon of 4 amos can create a kinyan of a get de raisa. Now the Gemara goes off, basically, for another 15 lines into an area that I am still do not understand. Even though I happen to be 65 years old, I still don't understand it. So we'll learn it together, and mitalmida yoisa mekulam, I hope that you'll be able to explain it. Reb Yochanan Omar Korov Lo Shaninu, this whole shot, he says, is not fitting the words. The words don't say 4 amos. It says in the words of the Mishnah, closer to her. It could be 100 amos away from her, but if it's closer to her than it is to him, she's Mugureshes. Because Lo Shaninu, closer to him, it says Afilu Meya Amo. Hey, Chidem Mechzal Mechza. So what's Mechzal Mechza? On Meshemin Ba'Abel Lizim Meforshen Eidav Yochanan. Who Yochel Lishomro? If he could get to the get and watch it and protect it and salvage it, v'hi eina yecholah l'shomo, she can't get there first, zeh korov lo, it's closer to him. He yecholah l'shomo, if she could get to the get, watch it, pick it up, salvage it before he does, v'hu eina yecholah l'shomo, and he can't get there so fast, They're called lo. That's closer to her. Shneim yecholam nisham lo. If they both can get there at the same time, basically. Shneim einim yecholam, or neither of them can take care of it. Zeh mechza al mechza. This is unbelievable. This Gemara, Rabotai, is so baffling. It's so baffling. It is unbelievable. So, it's like this. They are basically 200, they are 100 yards away from one another. He happens to have the arm of a quarterback. So he can throw his get 90 yards. He throws the get from one end of the street all the way down where she is. So from one end of 185th to the other end between Amsterdam and Audubon. Mr. Shusser Rabin throws it. It goes 60 yards. So now it landed 60 yards away from him. She's 40 yards away on the other side, and he's 60. So she can get there first. She can get to the get and salvage it before he can. She's Megureshes. If he only throws it 40 yards, and he can get there before she does, she's not Megureshes. If it lands 50 yards away, and they both can get there at the same time, it's a suffix. And if, let's say, there's so many people in the street, hundreds of people, by the time either of them gets there, the get's gone because people kicked it away and who knows what happened to it, they trampled it. Then it's also a suffix. No, neither of them can make a shmirah, it's also a suffix. But both die, the Gemara is baffling. Where is the kinyan? It's in the middle of the street, there's no Abba Amis, there's no chaser, just because she can get there before anybody else. He can get, the whole thing is like, the law continues. Omar b'an v'kam v'dev yom mishmeid v'dev yonasin, hachi omar, yodin chavin bavloi l'ferushe kahai tamo. Rabbi Yochanan heard this pshat, and he said the people from Babel who came up with this pshat is amazing. It's a great pshat. He's very impressed by it. Taina m'hachi, Rabbi Leza omar, kol shuv kol v'lo, if it's closer to her, Milo, and then to him. Bo Kalibanotlo. Aina Mugureshe. Aina Mugureshe. Kohech Tintra Vitado. And she should be divorced. Hello? Hachikama. Kosha called Lo Milo, because Kosha called him. Viva Bo Kalibanotlo, Buyacha Lishom, Rinacha Lishom, Aina Mugureshe. So again, if the get will be kicked away by dogs and animals, so neither of them can really get to it in time, so then it's not going to work. But if she could get there before dogs and animals and salvage it, so she's in Gureshi. So, the bow tie, the challenge is, how does this work? So, I have an idea. My idea is the best I can think of, and I give it out to you, and tell me that you're a Bakula. Maybe you'll tell me what you think. I think like this. This is a Takana of Rabbana. That is in the right. And I don't believe this takana of the Bono was said any place else, because above and see there's not such a takana. There's a takana of Abba Amos in the side of the street. I explained because that's how people buy and sell, by stores, in the shuk. So you put things down, so Abba Amos is a kinyan. There's not such a thing in above and see a call of low, call of low. But I believe that this, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonis, and all these Amarayim, they say this is the Pshat. And the Rambam passes this Gemara. I have to think there's a new takana of the Rabbanan in get. The Rabbanan made a takana that if a husband throws a get to his wife, if she can salvage the get in the middle of the street before anybody else, before animals, anybody kicks it away, even if it's 30 yards away from her, but she's the first one who can get there, she's Mugureshet when it lands on the street. The Rabbanan did it. How can the Rabbanan get rid of her status as a married woman? It's a right, because they're letting her then go marry anybody else in the world based upon such a delivery. So I have to say that probably they're making a Hefker bed in Hefker. They're creating a new kinyan in Gittin, and just in Gittin of Kolobo, because maybe we can say it. Just see, the Gemara doesn't explain. Probably the Gemara doesn't give us any rationale for this amazing halacha. till now was 4 ounces. 4 ounces is the regular known quantity. We know that there's 4 ounces in the kingdom. But her law, 30 ounces away, because she can get there first, make some aggression. Apparently, it's a theory. I will not take a shavua on this. I'm not swearing by a Bible. I'm just theorizing. Maybe the chat is Mishumi Guna, and Mishumi Guna, Akila Barabama, in order that women should, once he's already going to get, we don't want him to change his mind, and she'll be in a pickle, her husband. She's not Guna. She'll be, you know, you saw that already many times here in the Sasta. Mishumi Guna, Akila Barabama. Once there's a get in Southwest, Barabama want to make sure it happens. Not to put him into a limbo. Therefore, they made a new takana that if he throws it again, mounted in the middle of the street, and then hundreds of miles away from her. But if you hold on the shomer, she can get there before animals, she's the deserted street, she can get there first. She's divorced the minute it lands. Color of law. They gave her a Kenyan, and the Rabbanan can create a Kenyan the Raisa. Hefka Bezin Hefka. And it is a special takon in Gittin. Not a takon in anything else, only in Gittin. What do you think? Does it make sense?
But don't you think it's not a custody of water to be divorced off? Like all the other times it's not just about the show. You know, I mean, like, sometimes we go so far away to make sure she gets divorced, and sometimes we go our way to make sure she's not.
That's a good caster.
I mean,
that's a good caster.
Various
Gemaras, the Shumiguna, the lenient,
and
other places they say it's a chol, not good to get divorced. It's a good caster. Yes.
If it were to come,
then
what would it be?
I didn't like the. We should have no source for this. Not chutzpah. What is it? It's a serious opinion. So it has to be. That's why I think it has to be a kind of stuff. You think so too, right? Okay, both down. There she goes. We'll continue tomorrow, as usual.